Well, the white dudes for Harris account on X was temporarily banned, they say, because they are so powerful. This group of white men, when was the last time a group of white men said they were so powerful? They're saying they're so powerful that that X is scared of them. Only their account was actually not banned. It is currently active. We went and checked it out today. Here is at dudes for Harris. No, the account doesn't say white dudes. They added white dudes because they are specifically wanting white support here, which, again, I don't have a problem with. You know, there's blacks for Trump or Jews for Trump or what have you. You know, I think it's okay to coalesce, but it's also not okay to speak for other people. And that's exactly what this account purports to do. Now, the irony here is that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I understand that there's blacks and stuff for Trump and all that, but could you imagine if there was white dudes for Trump? Like, that would just get a completely different reaction.
Right.
Even though, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, even though we sort of assume that the average Trump archetype is a white dude who wears a trucker-like cap. Sure.
But if he launched a campaign like that, wow.
Yeah, himself. Right. And this is ordained through the Kamala Harris campaign. And they're saying, oh, my gosh, we were censored. The irony here is that Democrats love censorship unless they're being censored themselves. But they also know that crying about censorship often bolsters these accounts, or at least it does for Trump-affiliated accounts. So now they're saying, we're being censored because we're so powerful, so look over here. Here is the ban notice for the account that they showed off after a Zoom call that reportedly raised $4 million for Kamala Harris. What they're saying is that they were suspended for violating rules against evading censorship. And here's what the account owner says, that we scared Elon Musk and Donald Trump Jr. so much that they suspended our account. Now, when was Donald Trump Jr. doing censorship on X? What power does he have? I think they're maybe we're trying to tag Trump himself. Does that look like a mistake to you? Or do you guys know that Trump Jr. has some kind of power that we don't know about?
I mean,
why? Anyway,
I don't know. That's weird.
Anyway,
yeah,
they're saying
really typo. They meant to do Donald
I think
Trump,
it's a typo. Yeah, because they're idiots. So they're saying these guys are running scared of the success we've had tonight, but we're not going to quit. The suspension notice, though, again, was for evading suspension rules, not for content. So no one's scared of this content. They say that they did then pressure Elon Musk and the account is back up. So now they're celebrating. They're saying we are so back because people were complaining to Elon Musk about white dudes for Harris for this community. And now it's been reinstated. Elon Musk hasn't at this hour clarified this at all. Now, of course, I'm not for censorship. I think they should have an X account and say what they want to say. It's worth hearing out anybody, right, who wants to speak for a contingency of voters. Let's have a conversation. Well, here's the conversation. This is the white dude call to arms that happened on Monday night. It is like a casting call for anybody who wants to keep working in Hollywood as a white male, including, here's some names. I'm going to name drop. Don't know these dudes, but they were in the Zoom call. Sean Astin, Josh Gad, Jeff Bridges, Josh Groban, Mark Ruffalo, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Mark Hamill, and some politicians such as Transportation Secretary
who's
Pete
the guy
Buttigieg.
At the bottom of the, who's the guy at the bottom of the screen there? He was like
Lance Bass.
Lance Bass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From
and the top one is
one
Adam
of the boy
Ruins
bands.
Everything.
Okay.
On the upper left?
Guys, which boy
upper
band
right.
was Lance Bass? Is he NSYNC or New Kids on the Block? Or
I think he was,
NSYNC,
I think NSYNC, yeah.
Is he part of the Temptations? I don't know. Okay, well, you can see he was one of those. You can see that there's a hat also to go with it.
Oh, yeah. Did you order your hat, David?
It's
white
a
dudes for
of
Harris?
The,
I did.
Did you get yours? White dudes for Harris hat? I'm gonna buy one of those and just walk around.
Mine said white dudes for redacted. So,
okay.
That's what I'm stuck with.
Yeah, we should create our own hat like that. White dudes for redacted.
Yeah. Maybe see what happens if you wear that into a Bass Pro. Don't go
right.
into the ammunition.
I'm gonna
center.
Wear one of the. I'm gonna wear a white dudes for Harris hat and walk into Cabela's this afternoon.
Okay. Let's see what happens.
See if I can get a rifle.
All right. So don't you dare, though, get excited about being part of a group of white male voters unless you have practiced some self-flagellation first, because you have to first admit that being a white dude at all gives you privilege, full stop. Here's the call's instructions from organizer Ross Morales, saying, as white men, we recognize all too clearly the toxic of culture. The culture of toxic entitlement surrounding Donald Trump. So we need to be honest with ourselves and each other about the role we've played in our nation's history, good and bad. Get it, white people? You need to take responsibility for this. Personally, we are creating a space of honesty and trust where we can support each other and work towards a brighter future. And also, there's a social media kit with pre-written posts that white dudes can use. So you can use their language as a white dude. So you can post things that don't seem like you think too much of yourself or you are telling other people how to behave. It's a, again, self-flagellating language that you can use that won't threaten other people. Because, again, we talked about this yesterday. The assumption is that people of color cannot take being challenged. They don't like it. They're not strong enough for it. You're the only one who can take. If you're white, you can take having your feelings hurt or having hurtful things said to you, but nobody else is as strong as you. That is, my friends, neo-racism. And again, you can come as long as you are fully willing to admit your white privilege. If you come to discuss that maybe your life is hard and you'd like the next elected president to help you out at all, you're going to get booted from the Zoom call, full stop. Here is one participant, Adam Conover, admitting that white men are discriminated against in Hollywood, but saying that's just fair now.
Well, something that I've heard a lot as a white man in Hollywood is that I didn't get such and such an opportunity because they couldn't hire a white man. That's something that you hear now quite often. And when I'm told that, I tell the person, first of all, who told me that to off, because that's racist and it's a lie when they tell you that. It's designed to divide people. But more importantly, the reason I tell them to fuck off is because I know that everybody else who is maybe being considered for that opportunity is the sort of person who just a little while ago would have not been considered for that opportunity because they were not a white man, except no one would have ever told them that to their face, right? Or they wouldn't even had a chance to go into the room and audition, or maybe they wouldn't even made it to Los Angeles, right? So, when people tell you that, they are expressing the fact that there's been a change in this country where, for once in the entire history of this country, white men don't get every single opportunity. And that's something that I'm proud of. I'm proud to be part of our industry and our country at a time when that's the case. And you know why that is? It's because I have something called solidarity, because I care about everybody else and everybody else's problems. And I stand up for their issues as much as my own.
Okay, so if you're a white man who's not had opportunities for jobs and you'd like your life to be a little bit easier, you'd like equal access to opportunities, you'd like not to be the victim of inflation that was created by political perversion, you can't say that because he laughed at you and said, oh, well, it's our turn for life to be hard. I guess that's just the way it is. I wonder, though, what gives him the right to speak on behalf of all white men and advocate for their hard knocks as a comeuppance? It's fair. I wonder if people like this are familiar with actually the data on poverty, showing that white poverty is also very serious and that in many counties it's just as bad as black poverty and just as historically rooted. This is from economist Thomas Sowell from his most recent book, Social Justice Fallacies. It's not a great screenshot, but you can take a screenshot and read it later because this is from a physical book. But if you really care about inequality, then you have to care about inequality for everybody. And you have to realize that white maleness actually does lead to poverty in certain zip codes. And you have to care about that too. People in hillbilly communities have even lower income than blacks overall. So this white male privilege bit is a bit ignorant, right? So these, yes, white male actors are privileged. They can acknowledge that in front of us, sure. But do they speak on behalf of all whites, people in these communities? And in fact, what Thomas Sowell here says that people in low-income American hillbilly counties already face zero racism because these people live in virtually all white communities. So it's not racism that's happening here. It's classism. It's that they don't have an opportunity. So there's nothing, and some of them even have lower incomes than blacks. So there's no white male privilege there. You can't speak on behalf of all people of your skin color. That is racist. Now, Pete Buttigieg spoke on behalf of men who have sex with women, even though he is not one of them. And he had this to say about abortion.
I'm so glad she has made freedom the theme of her campaign, because I think in so many ways that's what's at stake. And yes, women's freedom is exhibit A. After Donald Trump demolished the right to choose. But of course, men are also more free in a country where we have a president who stands up for things like access to abortion care. Men are more free.
Oh, okay. I'm in.
That rings to me of rape culture. That makes me a little bit uncomfortable. You're free to, I don't know, impregnate women, I guess. That's how that comes off to me. I don't like it. He is free from unwanted pregnancy. As a gay man, maybe someone should have reminded him of that privilege. And, you know, again, should he be speaking on behalf of men who can impregnate women or women who can get pregnant? He did. Anyway, Brianna Morello on X from The Brianna Morello Show put together this snippet of the call for us to see. And then let's just watch this. It's a little over 2 minutes. It's sort of the general mood of what these white men think. Hollywood privileged elite white men think of Kamala Harris.
I'm white, I'm a dude, and I'm for Harris.
Over the last few years, you know, I've been thinking a lot about men.
I'm not sure if you guys can recall that feeling you had on the night of Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. I stood over my kid's bed and I wept.
White nationalists in MAGA, they want to speak for you. You specifically as white men.
In the marginalized communities that educate me every single day, that this is a constant education for all of us.
Kamala is carrying on her shoulders 248 years of pain, of agony, of hope, of frustration. And no matter how high she jumps, no matter how many degrees she has, no matter how good her grades are, she's never good enough because they're always moving the line.
What a variety of whiteness we have here. It's like a rainbow of beige.
But man, I am scared to death
in the West Wing
of what the future could look like if we go back to another Trump administration, one that truly left working construction white men behind.
You've seen it with congressional leaders who have called Vice President Harris a DEI candidate.
Of course, men are also more free in a country where we have a president who stands up for things like access to abortion.
Is this camera on the floor?
Let's be clear about who Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are. Donald Trump is a 34-time convicted felon, an adjudicated rapist, and a congenital liar. He's a fraud. And J.D. Vance is his mini-me. I even created my own cognitive test that describes the two of them. SOFA, dolphin, shark, cat, convict.
Real men respect women, their decisions, their careers. And it's pretty clear that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance don't.
A woman president, man. How exciting.
If there is a God, she's a terrible writer.
One day, we all will be asked what we did to stop this MAGA movement. What will your answer be?
Okay. So this is full of Trump hate, sure.
The one guy said, we're talking about a guy who was an adjudicated rapist, meaning past tense.
You know who that guy is the Pritzker family, which pushes transgender drugs. So I love him talking about fakes and phonies.
Yeah, but adjudicated rapist, right? This is exactly why the judge now will allow Trump's lawsuit against ABC News and George Stephanopoulos to go forward, because he was not found
convicted of rape.
Not convicted of rape.
Yes.
So here he is saying that this has gone through. He's been adjudicated in a court of law, and he's been found out to be a rapist.
Yeah.
Really? He's saying that on a Kamala call. That's right. Factually, you know, false.
And again, I want to hear what everybody has to say. I don't want to censor voices that I don't like. So we're listening to, yes, sure, a lot of Trump hate. Trump is odious. Trump hates women. Trump is convicted. Trump has these, you know, different problems. Okay. They also are, though, full of virtue signaling of supporting women, and specifically women of color, although the Biden campaign can't really decide what she is, or the Biden administration, rather. Here was Biden's introduction yesterday at a civil rights speech where the speaker just can't decide. You can tell that it's written in a strange way because we don't know how to promote her in order to garner the maximum amount of votes.
And to choose as his running mate, Kamala Harris, the first. The first black woman, Asian American to hold the vice president, but you already knew that.
What is she? Oh. Exactly. Whatever the voting machine wants her to be, we'll write it down.
Yeah. She was South Asian a few years ago. She said it herself. Now she's black, though.
Sure. So are black voters buying it? Well, this panel on MSNBC is not.
How many of you know a black man who has expressed to you that they're committed to voting for Donald Trump? Okay. For the brothers who have told you that or said that to you, has the emergence of Kamala Harris changed that for those brothers?
No.
Okay, see, look at his... Why?
Why? She's black.
She's our skin color. We are supposed to have a congruence of thought. We all are the same color, so we should think the same.
Right. When I see a white person, I automatically assume they think like me.
Why are you black guys not playing along? Don't you look in the mirror? Like the because US of what like, you see, you think this.
It's like the U.S.'s response to when another country has an election and we don't like the result. We're like, no, not like that. Like, screw your democracy. You didn't do it right. You got to come to the results that we won, or else you're doing it wrong. And that was kind of like the look he had.
Yeah. And again, this is neo-racism when you're telling people how to believe based on their skin color or what you think that they believe or what assumptions you make. That's racism. Here's what white male journalist Michael Schellenberger said about this. He says that I don't like the idea that I'm responsible for all of these sins of my past. He says, I'm responsible for my actions, not all men of my race. The alternative idea that all white men alive are responsible for the bad or good deeds throughout history is totally irrational and racist. He says, but like the white women for Harris, black women for Harris, white dudes for Harris is racist and sexist and anathema to unifying Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream vision, which is true. Martin Luther King advocated for a colorblind society. It seems like Democrats want the opposite of that. So let us know what you think of this message. Again, I don't mean to I don't want to poke fun here. I want to hear what every subset of thinkers has to say and then debate it on the issue. But again, I don't think that we should be making assumptions about what you should believe based on your skin color. So
I'm just frustrated that society seems to, and all these social media networks and others, they focus on what people are rather than who. Nobody cares who people are anymore. It's like, what is the most important thing? We want your kids to know what they are, so we're going to teach them what they are in school, because that's like the most important thing, and it's so frustrating.
Yeah. It's frustrating, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to know Josh Gad, who in that video clip was like, you know, I don't know how many of you remember on November 5th or whatever, 2016, when Donald Trump won. And I was crying that night, and I stood over my child's bed and wept.
Yeah.
And I wept. I would love to ask him, like, what did you weep about? Like, what were you so upset about? And then what came true about that now? And you're literally so upset now that you're throwing your support behind Kamala Harris. It must be nice with his palm trees there in Malibu, wherever he is, you know, sitting there feeling uncomfortable. about the United States in some way. I don't understand.
I think he left out context. I think he had just got denied for being Olaf again. And that's what he was really crying about. But he had something else to blame it on.
Well, and not to be pedantic, but he framed himself as just a giant floating head. So I could barely hear what he was saying. Because half of the people, if those were Hollywood elites, they should be able to frame their damn shot. It was so distracting to me.
And the dude was backlit. Like, don't you know that there's...
The dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made us all upset last night seeing the dude last night. Yeah.
I just imagine, you know how you used to lay on your bed with your feet crossed and up in the, and be on the telephone? Like, he was sitting there, like, with his phone on the bed, laying there.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm just here
wearing
for Kamala.
Wearing a suit from, like, the waist up.
Yeah.